I'm standing at the top of Car Lane in Rose, and in front of me, I think, is possibly the best view in West Yorkshire. There's rolling green hills right the way over to Ilkley and Haworth, but nestled in the valley below is the magnificent Saltaire. It really is a fabulous view, but for me, it's also a very, very magnetic one, which no matter how many times I see it, never fails to pull me into the mystique and wonder that is Saltaire.
The World Heritage Site of Saltaire Village was built around the huge Salts Mill, which is now a major visitor attraction and has galleries of David Hockney paintings in them. The village itself has everything you need. Eateries, Roberts Park has recently been renovated. There are loads of shops, including small independent shops. There's even a college. And Saltaire has great transport links for both Bradford and Leeds. As you can tell, I'm really, really fond of Saltaire. In fact, I met my husband there and we got married there, but I don't actually live in Saltaire. In fact, I live a couple of miles down the road in Idle. And although me and Idle had a rocky start to our relationship, I've really come to love it, and I'd like to see Idle have that same reputation. So I decided to find out exactly what Saltaire's it factor is. I wanted to ask some local residents, so there was only one place to start. I popped down to Fanny's Ale House.
Feel that you're part of a community, and I think it's like a bohemian sort of place. You can come to the local pub, Fanny's, and there's a real mixture of people from unemployed to a barrister. The downside is that everybody knows your business, but it's kind of nice to be able to go out and just bump into people you know.
We moved here in 91 from Leeds. I love it physically because where we live, we've got a big garden, I've got an enormous allotment, and we've got fabulous views of Beldon Moor. I love the people, made so many friends here, and it's a real tight community. You might not see somebody, but you know that they're always there if you need them.
I just find it very convivial sort of area.
I've lived all over the world and I've been here a long time, and I can't imagine living somewhere with better weather, but I like the vibe here for now. Yeah.
So that's a big thumbs up from the residents in Fanny's Ale House. But this month, over 30,000 people came to the annual Saltaire Festival, and I wanted to find out what some of them think about the area.
It's got shops and the countryside, the glen, walking, it's just beautiful. It's a lovely place and it's got a real community feel to it. It's really nice, yeah.
There's a lot of heritage here, isn't there? So it's nice to see.
There's something I think about the architecture and the style of the place, and people enjoy.
So now we're starting to get a feel of what Saltaire's it factor is. Now obviously there's the World Heritage Site and there's the history and there's the very individual architecture of Saltaire. But it's also that sense of community that everyone that I've spoken to has talked about. So how does this compare to Idle? Well, I took a walk one rainy afternoon with local Idle resident Patrick Fulker, who told me a bit more about the area.
It's a real mixture. There's obviously the newish development where I am, old cottages, some quite large detached properties actually dotted about. It's a real mix.
So whereabouts are we now, Patrick?
Yeah, we're up above Idle Cemetery. It's an amazing vista that you see, because looking further to one side you can see almost the Eyre Valley, and then you can see Beldon Cliff. On a clear day you can actually see right across to Ilkley Moor. We're now standing at the top of Idle High Street with the Stage 84 Performing Arts School behind us. I'm looking at the New Inn pub, and there's also the White Bear just behind us. And also looking down the hill in the high street, it goes down to the famous Idle Working Men's Club. I think there's probably five or six pubs within less than a sort of 3 or 4 minute walk. Also in Idle is the church, and there's the Idle Rec, which is a park. I hope you've enjoyed your little stroll around Idle.
So that's a local view, but what about a really independent view? Well, I went to talk to Bruce Collinson of Adair Paxton Property Professionals, and I started by asking him what he thinks of Idle.
Nice enough place, quite good property mix, reasonably accessible, pleasant enough, yes.
Do you think there's any chance that Idle could be the next place that has the it factor?
I think there is a chance. I think it'll take some time and it will need probably the house market generally and therefore the economy to recover from where it is at the moment. There's simply not enough movement, not enough dynamics. But thinking about Idle, you can start to see it, because I think it probably does have a number of the basic characteristics which you've got to have for somewhere to suddenly become fashionable, popular, gentrified, however you like to call it. I think the horribly cliched L word, location, has to be there. If it hasn't got location, it's never going to happen, is it? So right on the tailcoats of location has got to be accessibility. And if it hasn't got adequate public transport, it'll never happen if it's not on main bus routes and reasonably near a train station. After that, it's more subtle. And I think it's probably down to two further key factors. The first is it's got to be next door to somewhere that's getting overheated. And suddenly people are saying to themselves, well, I'd have liked to have lived in X, but X is too dear. But we can get the same house in Y for 20% less money. The other thing is, if it has the right property mix, if it has the right architecture, if it has the right prettiness, where you have got interesting, quirky, old, stone, higgledy-piggledy, no rectangular street pattern, that type of property mix is very attractive.
Hannah Millinstead, who owns Zuriel Skincare Centre, right in the heart of the village, has noticed some of those changes.
I see quite a range of clients that come through our doors, and people are quite positive about Idle, and we're seeing a lot of people come in from Leeds and surrounding areas because the house prices are increasing. So, yeah, it's quite a popular little village.
Claire Teague moved to Idle from Leeds a few years ago. She admits she found it hard at first, but now she's a mum, she's really come to appreciate all that Idle has to offer.
My opinion has definitely changed for the better. I am now of the view that it's a good place to bring up children, and we would probably happily stay around here. The fact that there's actually quite a large population of young families around, the park's always full. I think it's got enormous potential. However, it's still got a long way to go. We need this long-awaited train station that's been promised. That would change my life.
So now I've come to the end of my quest to try and find out what gives an area the it factor. And it feels to me that Idle's doing pretty well against the checklist. So, the right kind of housing mix, the right location, countryside views and being pretty, transport. Well, although we do have buses and Shipley train station is nearby, the planned new train station at Appley Bridge, with its estimated completion date of 2015, will be really, really important for the area. There are, however, two items on the checklist where the report card is definitely saying needs to do better. The first is shops and cafe culture. We need a better mix of shops and some new places to go. But the last is the most important of all, and it's that elusive community spirit that pretty much everyone I spoke to in Saltaire mentioned. There is community spirit in Idle, but as a resident, I think there could be more. We've got all the ingredients for Idle to have the it factor. The question maybe is, can us Idolians rise to the challenge? There is, though, one thing we've got in Idle that no one else has got. And I'm talking, of course, about the one and only Idle Elvis. So what better way to finish this report than hearing from the man himself, Mr. Elvis Presley. Thank you very much. A little less conversation, a little more action, please.